right, go. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, would you call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay. Thank you very much. Under item two, public participation. Do we have any public participation this evening? No? All right, good deal. We'll move on to item number three, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? No? Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item four, board business, committee reports. Number one, technology and instruction. Anybody have anything to report?
We do not have anything. We have met several times since the last time we met here. One of the things that we've been working on is the Children's Online Protection and Privacy Act. It's something that's been around for a long time. However, there's been some change in that to where if teachers are leading students to go online to sites that might be collecting personal information, so anything beyond a first name, the committee and I have been going through and looking at sites that teachers have been using or are wanting to use and creating a process for making sure whether or not those their policies are something that we agree with and the students' data is secure and safe, and that there's practices that if a parent would want to not have their child use that site or retrieve their data, that they could go through and do that. So we've been working on that vetting process of websites. We have something on the webpage that's work in progress on sites that have been approved, as well as a place that teachers can submit sites that they'd like to use, and getting that word out to teachers. It also includes making some changes to our student and staff acceptable use policies for technology. So we'll be seeing that come through the policy committee at some point. A lot of work done on that. We've been working on our strategic plan. Those COPA policies were something that was part of our strategic plan, but also we have been looking to add a few more parents to our committee, add some students to our committee, and one of our other goals was also to check with some alumni students and see how they felt about their skills that they gained in technology K through 12 here and see what kind of things there was anything that we could look to improve upon. So, and then the last thing was we did have a meeting to take a look at, I know the board was discussing and looking at supporting more PI dollars for devices, and we did meet and review and look at the PD day information that the teacher submitted and created a prioritized kind of first year look at that. So,
great.
Yeah, lots of good progress.
Great. Thank you. And did I see a survey out somewhere?
Yes, there were three. Mm-hmm. One was a parent survey to see if anyone was interested in participating and being part of our committee. Because we have staff that are on our committee that are also parents, but we don't have any just parents. So we were looking to include some of those members. And also there was a survey for students that were interested in serving on the committee as well. And then the last one was to the alumni. Students that graduated 2014 to 2019, we wanted to see what their feedback was on some of the tech skills that they gained. So there were three surveys that went out on Facebook.
Did you get good responses out of those?
Yeah, I had 14 for the students that graduated alumni. I thought that was pretty good. And we have four students that want to be on the committee, and we did get a few parents. I don't remember, maybe family than three at the time when I last looked. So we'll keep those open until February
14th. Great. Thank you.
Amy? We did not meet last month, but prior to that, I had taken some time and sat down with Mrs. Hagenbusch and looking at the abilities of funds and when we can start looking at reviewing and purchasing and updating curriculum. So we have a plan in place for that, which I shared with the committee at our last meeting. We have been talking a lot about the graduation seals and some different things in the past, and one of them was the seal of biliteracy, and we gave the first round of the biliteracy test or the Apple test for the seal of biliteracy to our seniors in early January. I believe it was the 6th and 7th of January. Unfortunately, we did not have any students who qualified this time around. All students have to have a rating of an I-5 in four particular areas. We have some that have an I-5s in all but one category, so I anticipate seeing some of them want to take it again. And then in March, mid-March, we will be giving it to our juniors for the first time. So you can take it pretty much as many times as you want, but they don't recommend giving it until like the second semester of the junior year, which gives them a little bit more time for the exposure to the content. So that'll be coming up. We have been talking a lot about the early foundational skills, and I've been talking with Mr. Morris, kindergarten teachers, preschool teachers, in the need for phonemic awareness and phonics instruction for the students. So the preschool currently uses a Hegarty curriculum, which is phonemic awareness, and it's going very, very well. So we are piloting the Hegarty curriculum in kindergarten and in first grade. And so I have six teachers. I have three kindergarten teachers piloting it and three first grade teachers piloting it. We had some training from the University of Akron, came in and worked with us. We actually took a team of teachers into Mrs. Slaughter's room and watched her do the program with her students. Went back and talked about it. So it's only in its second week of piloting, so I'm going to be following up with staff members next week or the week after. It's a lot of kinesthetics and motions and sounds and rhyming and beginning sounds and ending sounds. And it's a very quick-paced program. It's about 10 to 12 minutes, but it needs to be done with fidelity every day. And it really doesn't take up a lot of time when you're looking at your typical literacy block. So we're hoping to see some, you know, improvement and some buy-in. The preschool kids love it because there's motions, you get to move, and it's a whole group activity. So we're hoping to see how that will go. And I'm looking forward to working with Mrs. Webb. I see that she's going to be on our committee next time, so we will be meeting, and I will send an email to get meeting scheduled.
Thank you very much. Operations.
We met in January. The main thing that we talked about was the stadium, and we are going to, either way, if we sell the property to keep it, we have to get rid of the stadium. So we're talking about starting that process of getting all the stuff out from underneath the stadium, which I think is going to be a project in itself. We talked about parking lots are going to need attention, as always. The new mower that we bought at the one school, they used to, it take them 4 to 6 hours to mow, and they've got it down to about an hour and a half. So that saves us quite a bit of time just on the one
great,
the one building. Dana wanted to say some.
We can talk about the roof too here. The operations committee, one of the things we talked about is we started off our meeting with a laundry list of ideas that since this group really formed a couple of years ago, all of the things that we've been able to check off of our list, which is a goal for every one of the committees that we have. We put things out there, we dialogue, we fund it, and we complete it for the district. So it's just nothing more than, you know, that's been a good group to get things out there, propose ideas to the board, get board support, and then through our O people or outside vendors, get work completed. So, you know, case in point would be the Bolo sticks last year. That Pat, his entourage, ended up installing, and but that was really conversation that started in operations about safety. And do you want to talk about the roof at all, and even like today, or do you want to save that for finance, like the?
No, we can talk about it. We had a bid opening Friday for the replacement of the middle school gym roof, and it's a barrel roof. So we were expecting it to be, our budget numbers were $450,000 to do the replacement on it. And preliminary, the bids are coming in at, it was $360,000 to complete it. So we are so excited about that.
All PI money, but correct, you know, that's an area where we want to maintain a strong amount in our account anyways, but $90,000 less in your PI is really good for a school district. It can do a lot.
Yes, and the roof that they're going to replace it with will be a 30-year warranty on the roof, so none of us should ever have to worry about that roof again.
Let's hope so.
Except maybe Mr. Vail.
Mr. Vail.
He'll still be here. And we just, you just talked about projects, you know, there's just so many. We have one nice new building, but the rest, you know, it's like your house, you move in, it's brand new, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute, why am I replacing all this stuff? So it's the same deal.
But that group has talked about upkeep of the district and safety
yes.
too. And so, you know, the two additional concrete barriers that were installed by our own students in the masonry program as an example of dialogue that started in a group. And we propose an idea, and Mr. Beggart and his kids got to work, and it matches the other ones, and it looks great. So it's safety, and
we did some door replacements.
Door replacements. So it's just really, it's been good dialogue that has led to some good action.
We also talked about cameras, and a lot of cameras have been installed. And
can you give a camera update?
Yeah, they're, I would say, three quarters or further with installing. They have quite a few of the outdoor cameras still to do, but they've run all the cabling, they've mounted most, if not all, of the indoor cameras now. They installed a new server for it. We've added access for the principals, so as those cameras come up, they can already get in and see where they're at. They're loving all of the places that they're able to see that they couldn't see before, and with clarity, instead of it being, you know, something fuzzy or blocky, they can really see it well. So. Yeah, it's coming along well. I would assume that within the next week or two, it'll be wrapping things up.
So the cameras are one of the key safety components for any school district, but I keep thinking of Travis Dobbins. If there's any administrator who needs good cameras, it's the middle school assistant principal. And he has them now, and a TV that was down in central office that's in his office. And so his camera journey has escalated, and he's really happy, but it's for the safety of our kids, so it's working great.
And if you remember, that was we received $40,000 from a workers' comp grant to pay for part of those, and then the rest of it is from PI.
Thank you.
Great, good stuff. All right, finance.
We haven't met, but I think we just covered some of that.
Yeah, we just covered a bunch of it. Yeah. A lot of things that were in the works
that
got wrapped up, so great. Policy, we didn't physically meet. We had a lot of discussion and finalizing.
Met
things.
In December, but I don't know. That might have been after the December board meeting.
I think I couldn't remember when.
Yeah.
If it was before or after. December is kind of a blur, but.
Yeah.
It was before. But
was it before the December
yeah.
meeting? Okay. But we wrapped up some things. We do have the first reading tonight on the new policy about the non-chartered and homeschooled students.
Mm-hmm.
Some change in language there that had been in discussion for a while, and we'll wrap that up today. So, or not today, we're going to do the final reading tonight. So, or the first reading, I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. That was really it. We have a few more things coming up. I think we have to meet.
Right.
A few more things came down
couple
that we need to meet on, so we'll do that. Community engagement.
We met before the last meeting, but didn't have discussion about committee meetings at the last board meeting, so I'm going to run through some of the things we talked about. We discussed updating our strategic plan to include things that have been accomplished and where we want to go from there. We discussed a parent academy, an online parent academy, where it gives little nuggets each week or each month to parents that they can take and relate better to their students' education and how best to serve their student in the future. Dana discussed the mental health videos that are being posted every month in order to familiarize the district residents with the mental health resources here in our district. We continue to look into the district's presence on social media, and the people who are doing it, thank you so much, you're doing a wonderful job. And it's always fun to see pictures and stories about what's going on in our district. Upcoming events need to be advertised on district website as well as social media. And if we can do a little bit more of that, I think we'll be better off. And our next meeting is February 25th at 3:30 in the high school conference room.
February 25th, you said?
February 25th,
February 25th.
Tuesday.
Great.
I will say that the positive response on social media is much more so when school is canceled because of a school day instead of it being open.
So, really?
Yes.
I can't imagine.
I know that that's shocking, but it's just more positive when there's more snow. I want to mention a couple of other items. This Wednesday, and I hope that you were supposed to get invited to this from the city. Did have you talked to them?
No.
That may have been. I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay.
But we're working with the city, the school district is, on welcoming new businesses to Norton. So the city of Norton has constructed signs for Finney's and signs for American Roadway Logistics, which is, I believe, heading into the old Red Pepper Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. And so Mayor Zita, Mr. Fowler, the Norton Community Engagement Committee. So we're presenting these signs to these two businesses this Wednesday. So it's just us working with the city and reaching out and welcoming these companies. And actually, there's a lot going on with our city right now in terms of spawning growth. So we're excited to be a part of that. Would love to welcome some new families and new kids to our school district. So just add that component.
Forward to it.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Moving on, item 5, executive session. Can I get a motion to enter a new executive session?
For the employment of personnel.
To discuss the employment of personnel.
So moved.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We're now in executive session.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is your stuff.
Okay, oh. We're now out of executive sessions.
Okay.
Okay. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.